Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Second Coming Watch update. Believe it or not, update number 864. My name is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is the first time ever in 864 podcasts that I'm going to do this live on Periscope, on Facebook Live, live on other sites and platforms. Today, let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to NBC News, President Donald Trump promised on Thursday to confront very strongly the issue of North Korea's very, very bad behavior in test launching missiles. He told reporters in Poland, "I have some pretty severe things that we're thinking about." North Korea test fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile Tuesday, marking a significant step forward in its weapons program and an escalation of a nuclear standoff with the U.S. Second, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to Sky News, a border standoff between two of the largest armies in the world is threatening peace in the Indian subcontinent. In the last few weeks, soldiers from China and India have been seen scuffling with each other over a disputed territory. The flashpoint is the contested border region of Doklam, which is claimed by China as part of its country. The problem arose when the Chinese military tried to extend its border road at Doklam. India is concerned about how much access the road would allow China's military at such a strategic point.
Third, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to the Washington Post, China's military vowed on Monday to step up air and sea patrols after an American warship sailed near a disputed island in the South China Sea in what Beijing called a serious political and military provocation. Meanwhile, Chinese President complained to his American counterpart, President Trump, about negative factors undermining relations between the two countries. The past few days have seen a dramatic downturn in relations between the two sides after the United States announced its intention to sell arms to Taiwan and sanction a Chinese bank doing business with North Korea.
Fourth, today, under the sign category of diseases and epidemics, according to Reuters, the World Health Organization said the death toll from a major cholera outbreak in Yemen has risen to 1,500 and appealed for more help to put an end to the epidemic. Yemen has been devastated by a 27-month war between a Saudi-led coalition and an armed Iran-aligned group, making it a breeding ground for the disease, which thrives in places with poor sanitation. speaking at a joint news conference with representatives of the United Nations Children Fund and the World Bank, a WHO representative said there have now been some 246,000 suspected cases. And fifth today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to Radio Poland, President Donald Trump said during a visit to Poland on Thursday that the U.S. stands firmly behind NATO's mutual defense commitment. Following skepticism previously voiced by Trump about the military alliance, Poles were eager to hear him clearly commit in Warsaw to NATO's Article 5, which states that an attack on one member of the military alliance is viewed as an attack on all. But in his second trip to Europe as president, President Trump did not give any guarantees as to how long Warsaw could count on a continuing U.S. military presence in Poland. He noted that the U.S. had 5,000 troops stationed in Europe and that their presence was planned to continue. Ladies and gentlemen, you can read these stories in more detail and get more prophecy-related news at secondcomingherald.com daily. The prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 23 and 24, which reads, "Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he hath done it, and until he hath performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people." Now, beloved, allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from the popular Bible prophecy commentary edited by Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, but his works and his faith still is with us today. And we thank God for him. And also the co-author is Dr. Ed Heinzen and of this commentary. In this passage, they say, Jeremiah points out that Israel must suffer the wrath of God before she reaches her national salvation. Verse 23 describes the wrath as the tempest of the Lord, which is the wrath of God that has gone forth. It is a sweeping tempest, and it will burst upon the head of the wicked. It describes that period of the divine wrath of God, the great tribulation. In verse 24, Jeremiah emphasizes the anger of God. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has performed and until he has accomplished the intent of his heart. The anger of God will not subside, will not be appeased, will not settle down, will not be comforted until God has executed all the judgment that he intends to execute. This divine judgment upon the world in general and Israel in particular will bring about Israel's national salvation. Jeremiah then goes on to say, in the latter days you will understand this. With this statement, he puts the event into the prophetic future. He points out that in the future, they will understand it. The point of understanding is that the judgment was the means of bringing Israel to salvation. What they will understand in a future day is that God used judgment not as an end in itself, but as a means of bringing Israel back to himself. In 31:1, Jeremiah begins with the expression, "at that time," once again speaking of the prophetic future, the time of the great tribulation when Israel comes to her national salvation. It is then God states that he will be the God of all the families of Israel. The phrase "all the families" means all 12 tribes. God is going to save the whole nation of Israel, and that will include all 12 tribes. And once again, he affirms, "they shall be my people." Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Bible in our next broadcast/podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from J.C. Ryle. He said, "A true Christian has a good hope when he looks ahead. The worldly man has none. A true Christian sees light in the distance. The worldly man sees nothing but darkness." And what is the hope of a true Christian? It is just this, that Jesus Christ is coming again, coming without sin, coming with all his people, coming to wipe away every tear, coming to raise his sleeping saints from the grave, coming to gather together all his family that they may be forever with him. Why is a believer patient? Because he looks for the coming of the Lord. He can bear hard things without murmuring. He knows the time is short. He waits quietly for the King. Beloved, if you're not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Lord and Savior, by trusting in him, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says you will be saved. Here is how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, my dear friend. No matter what you have done or who you did it with or where you did it, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, go to hell forever, "but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you, and may God keep you.